Chapter 1. Miranda couldn't believe how hot it was. She was in the backyard of her mother's home, tugging well-established weeds out of the old flower beds and tossing them in a pile behind her. Hank, her mother's Pembroke corgi, was napping in the shade nearby. He'd flopped onto his side, his little legs jutting out in front of him. Leaning back, she wiped the sweat from her brow before taking off her gloves. She'd been working in the yard for quite a while and was starting to feel tired. "I need a break," she muttered to herself as she tossed the gloves aside. Her back was crying out for her to give it some relief. The sun had risen past the trees, taking away all of her shade. She looked around the yard and at all of the work she'd done. Impressed with what she'd been able to accomplish, she stood up, feeling the blood rush back into her legs. She groaned as she straightened up before stretching her back and letting out a satisfied sigh. Nothing like a little yard work to make you feel out of shape. Miranda knew she was actually pretty fit for someone her age. She wasn't really young, being in her early 30s, but she wasn't old either. She was still long and lean, thanks to the martial arts training that she still kept up with, as well as all of the other activities she used to fill her time and help her stay in shape. Even so, she knew she'd softened a little since moving back to Little Feather, Oklahoma from Las Vegas. She needed to find something to help keep her in shape, or she was afraid she'd get even softer. The nearby screen door creaked as her mother pushed it open. "How about a drink?" Eve asked as she stepped outside. She was holding a tall glass of ice water that had condensation running down the outside of the glass. "Perfect," Miranda said, as she took it from her mother and eagerly took a long drink. The cool water felt amazing to her parched mouth. Miranda hadn't realized just how thirsty she'd become, but now that she'd had a taste of cold water, she quickly guzzled the whole thing. Within moments, she'd reached the bottom of the glass, and the ice clinked against the side of the glass. Her mother seemed to have been waiting for her to finish the drink before she spoke. "I'm thinking we'll go pay Morgan a visit for lunch. He makes these wonderful ham and cheese sandwiches in a waffle iron." "Mmm," she said, closing her eyes. "They're amazing, and oh, so cheesy. I've been craving one something fierce. Want to take a break and come with me?" "Fine by me," Miranda said. "I was just going to go by the office and look over some of those books you suggested I read, but food sounds like a much better idea." "Well, I still want you to read those books. I know you think you can handle yourself, and for the most part you can. But pure strength is not going to help you all of the time. You need to know what each type of paranormal strengths and weaknesses are. Otherwise, you might not be prepared enough. And that could be a deadly mistake. Literally." Eve was bringing it up yet again, which caused Miranda to have to fight not to roll her eyes in response. "I know, and I'm planning on it, Mom. But you do realize that there are only so many hours in a day, and I also have to sleep. There's no way I can stay mentally sharp if I don't sleep." Ever since her mother went missing a month ago, and Miranda had rushed back from Las Vegas to find her, her life had been turned upside down. She'd discovered there was a hidden world right under everyone's noses, a world filled with all of those creatures you read about in stories, vampires, werewolves, fairies, and so much more. She'd only recently started delving into the sorts of creatures that she'd never heard of before. The ones that terrified her to even think they might be roaming the earth. In a way, it was good that her mother had insisted she know how to take care of herself from the time she was little. It had come in handy when Miranda had returned to Little Feather and ended up being thrown in the deep end of the paranormal world.